interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
And away we go! Good morning, dummies. Ahoy, hoy. Happy Monday. August 24th, 2026, here by our Lord. Here we are. Coco.
Yo, word.
Yo, word.
Hey, yo. Straight up.
Happy Fair Week. Fair kicking off on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You ready? You buckled in? You ready for it?
Yep.
We were just talking before we came on that Wednesday's going to be a mess over there with Pitbull over at the amphitheater.
Yeah, that's avoid 690, starting probably around downtown.
If you ain't going to the fair or Pitbull, I would find another route home on Wednesday. It's going to be gnarly.
Yep, for sure, man. Ugh.
And then who is at the fair performing that night? Do we know? Somebody will know in chat.
Yeah.
Are they going to get a big crowd?
Because then even if it's not anybody that, you know, we care about, I'm sure it's somebody that's...
Go back to a few Wednesdays ago, a few... Wednesday years ago, when Cody and I were there opening day, Lainey Wilson was playing in the suburban thing.
One of the few times I've ever...
And Cody just had to go home. He physically couldn't get into the fairgrounds.
That was one
All-American
of...
Rejects is Wednesday? Gosh, oh, nice.
Oh, look to them. That was one of the angriest I feel like I've ever been.
Yeah, that was a disaster. That was a disaster. They were not prepared for whatever Lainey Wilson had coming up at that moment.
Nope. And just the...
Add to that, it's the first day, so none of the kinks have worked out. The parking direct kit, like their children.
So when I'm trying to explain to them, no, I have to work.
They don't care.
We can't let anybody in.
Yeah, all right.
I understand that it's closed, but I will find a spot. I have to work. Nope. You have to go to the...
Take a bus. They told you to take a bus,
well,
right?
I had to do several different things. When I tried to go in one exit, they said, no, you have to go into this one. So when I waited in a whole nother line to go into that one, they then said, no, you have to go to the mall and take a bus. I said, I have to work in a half hour.
Nope, just go home. Not working out. Not happening.
Nope.
Everybody. How was everyone's weekend? We had a delightful weekend. We'll get into our little our shenanigans. We'll tell you about those.
My goodness.
What a fun Saturday it was here. Of course, Twitch and YouTube, both streaming live. If you ever need our links, go to the show.fm. We can stream there as well. K-Rock text line 315-364-109. Let's get started.
Are you lesbian now that you saw the Indigo Girls last night? Are you lesbian now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got a lot more lesbians, I think, probably, once the Indigo Girls come through town.
Doing.
I love the Indigo Girls. I didn't know they were Beacon Skiff last night.
Light tongue kissing in the apple orchards. Because them orchards are full. You can definitely do some hiding in there. You want to tongue kiss a little.
Yeah, my Aunt Deb and her roommate went.
That's crazy.
I don't know. They've been roommates forever. Were they, bud?
Her friend Meg.
Her friend Meg went.
Crazy.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They like to dress the same. They have these fun pants. Suits outfits.
They got these big dogs.
Yeah, it's crazy. They go kayaking with them.
I don't know. She's never met, I've never seen her date anybody. Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. She's never had, a boyfriend or anything. Okay.
I don't know what her roommate does for a job. It must be construction because she's always wearing work boots.
Aunt Deb and her roommate. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. They were at Indigo Girls last night.
Yep.
Yep. Well, ahoy, hoy. I hope you had a fun weekend. What were you guys up to? What?
I'm sure it was great, whatever they were up to.
I'm sure it was. What? You're dismissive of them? I don't want to hear about it.
Pish posh after,
after our activities?
Yeah, I ate racks of lamb in private restaurants.
Yeah, so you guys do you, and, Coco and I went to the Yankees game on Saturday, guys. We can never go to another baseball game.
Nope. He just hopefully knows that we're now on the schedule for once a year.
Oh, Ralphie's going to bring us. He has to bring us once a year. That's got to be an annual tradition.
Can't Yankee Blue ball me like that now.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
If you don't follow me on social media, K-Rock Josh for all my accounts, I posted a few photos. As you can see, that Cody and I, we're 7 rows back from home plate, guys. Seven rows back.
It was an experience.
Now, you're probably saying, how does Ralphie have these connections? I don't think I'm allowed to say.
Yeah,
because I know
really
who
know.
It is nothing mafia related.
No, no.
We know we met the connection. We know of the connection.
Yeah, we met his connect.
I'm just not going to say any more than that because I think it needs to remain secret. But it was
part of the family.
Part of the family. So we were told the Ralphie's connection sends us the tickets with the premium parking, which was incredible parking.
It was just,
we parked in the same garage as the players.
Yeah. I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah.
It was all overwhelming. Like
it was all overwhelming, and it was your first baseball game, first MLB baseball game. You can never compare to that.
I've only ever been to the Syracuse Chiefs, Syracuse Sky Chiefs, Syracuse Nationals, Syracuse Mets.
Yep. Yep.
Or whatever they were for all those times. I've only ever been there. That's the only ever baseball stadium, other than, you know, Little Leagues, obviously.
We'll just refer to this gentleman as the connection. I text the connection that morning.
Text the connect.
I text the connect, and I say, hey, can you just, what garage do we park in? Because I want to put it in my GPS. Connection texts me back. He says, 164th Street Garage. Put that in my GPS. It's Yankee Stadium. We literally parked at Yankee Stadium. Yep. We pulled into Yankee Stadium.
It was connected to it.
So we park, we walk in. Now, the day before, credit goes to my wife. This was her idea, and I do feel bad that she was left out. My wife says, well, if you're driving down anyways, why don't me and the kids come and we'll just get tickets up in the cheap seats? And I go, all right. Oldest doesn't care about going to a baseball game. So now we're just down to one kid.
Yep.
And it's the one kid going with his mom to a baseball game. So my wife's like, you probably don't want to go with your mom. I'll be sad that I can't go, but if you want to just go with a friend, you can. So he chose friend over mom. Still loves mom. We love mom.
Yep.
But it was mom's idea. She's like, just buy some cheaper tickets.
Yep.
So I went on Ticketmaster like on Friday, and they were like $60 for the 400s. So yeah, way up there. So Coco and I drove down, and then we had two teenagers in the backseat keeping us company the whole time. We get there and we park, and then we send the teenagers off to wherever they went. We just said, all right, meet us back at gate two.
It's that's
see you at the
really
end of the
do.
Game.
Yeah, sorry.
So I did. I had three teenagers. Yep. I brought my oldest.
I was very well
behaved. He was very well behaved. So we get there and teenagers are off on their own. And then the connect I text the connect and I say, which way do we go?
Yeah.
The connect texts me back. He says, just go towards the Legends Club or Legends seating or whatever.
Yeah.
So we head that direction. It's packed. I've been to Yankee Stadium before, but I've never seen it like that. That was a lot of people.
Was it?
It was overwhelming. A lot of people.
All right. Yeah. It was packed. There
was
packed.
But it was just the beginning of the game. So
yes. And I get every once in a great annoying while you get stuck in some crap like that in the dome where there's just guys. What?
Yeah.
We can't not be moving.
Right. We got to move here.
Yeah.
So the connect again, Ralphie's connect. I will not give any more information than that. The connect says I've got us a table downstairs, and I don't even know what does that even mean. You've got us a table.
And
what do you mean you got us a we're in a baseball stadium?
And here's what I thought.
What?
It was just a room in like a bigger conference looking room, like a conference.
Right.
Whatever conference hotel or whatever.
Right.
That's got three or four
couple tables.
Tables set up for
like
for
we've
people.
Seen boxes before, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be like that. We're like, he just got a table and whatever, a suite, if you will.
Yep.
No. We keep getting escorted deeper into the bowels of Yankee Stadium, okay?
Yeah.
And so we go to where the Legends sign is.
Yeah.
And I bring up my phone because I have the tickets on my phone. We've already been entered.
Yeah.
And I go, wherever this is.
And the guy looks at it, he goes, okay, and he points us in a direction. So now we're deeper. Now we're at like kind of like a hotel desk almost.
Yeah.
And I show this person my tickets. And that person goes, all right, here's your wristbands. Now, every time a step happens, we're being separated from the pores. We're being,
yes.
The pores are going off to wherever they are.
They are going to wherever.
The elites like us are being escorted into our certain suites.
Wherever the regulars go.
So, the pores are, every time.
The normies.
Just, we shed off a little bit of the normies, right?
Yep.
So, we go and they give us these wristbands. And I go, all right. And all of the sections at Yankee Stadium are like section 100, 200, 300. The section we were in wasn't even the it was 17.
Yeah.
Wasn't even in the hundreds yet. It was two numbers. So we go, they give us a wristbands, and everyone's going to these elevators. And I go to the elevators. I go, and I show them my phone. I go, what level is this? And they go, oh, no, you're going to go that way. And they point to another door.
I go, oh, okay. No elevator.
So, okay, we go to the door, and there's a gentleman at the door, and you guys, I'm confused the whole time, and Cody's just my puppy. He's following along.
I
just keep showing people my phone, and I go, can I do number here?
It's like, as long as I see the back of his head, I'm good.
So now we go to this door, and there's a guy at the door, and there's lines of people, and I go, oh, we must have to wait in the line for something. No. We show him the phone. He goes, okay, and you can just go right down there. And I go, there's deeper to go in this stadium.
Yeah.
So let me take you to the Legends Club, all right? As Cody and I, like the Titanic, descend these stairs.
And pass about 100 people waiting.
Pass about 100 people.
Having to wait in line.
And we come down these stairs like the bells of the ball.
Bell of the ball.
And Cody did a twirl.
I did a little twirl.
And as we descend the stairs, I see the Connect, and the Connect waves me over. I know the Connect. And there's Ralphie. We'll get into this tomorrow, Ralphie.
And, by the way,
what?
Right about then is when my gummies all hit.
Really?
Is when right when we got wristbands.
Okay.
Right about then, because, like, I did a thing, and
So
it was like the most perfect timing ever.
We descend these stairs into what's, I guess, known as the Legends Club or whatever. And, guys,
I thought it was going to be a room this big.
I don't know how to tell you what that is like. It is unlimited food and beverage and ice cream and snacks and treats. They have a candy wall. You just want to grab some candy.
I had a couple gummy burgers.
So we're out. We descend these stairs, and there's the Connect, and he waves us over, and we go over to the Connect, and he goes, you guys can just sit here and get, you know, he goes, just get whatever you want.
Yep.
So I go, okay.
And what's crazy is that where we were, there was a floor right above, or a restaurant right above it, too, that was also the same thing, just a little smaller and different foods.
We
just never went up there.
We never went up there. I guess you're right. We descended, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't eat it.
So I'm eating cheeseburgers. I'm eating hot dogs. I'm eating mac and cheese. You were eating what?
I got a chicken gyro.
Yeah.
With some falafel.
Yeah.
And then I saw someone walk by with some lamb. And I started looking around for that lamb. Dude. And I found rack of lamb to eat in the VIP restaurant of Yankee Stadium.
So Cody comes over with a plate. With a little mint jelly and rack of lamb.
Yeah. I mean, rack of lamb at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday in
Cody
the Bronx.
Cody and I are absolute scumbags. We don't belong there.
No, I was wearing a shirt that I got from the thrifty shop.
Yeah, we shouldn't be there. We're trash humans. And he's eating rack of lamb in the Legends Club at Yankee Stadium.
With mint jelly.
So the Connect goes,
with my hands, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't bother with fork and knife. I was like, screw this.
Yeah. So so then the Connect, if you're just tuning in, Cody and I got invited to Yankee Stadium on Saturday. Ralphie invited us. These are not Ralphie's tickets. I assumed that he had some kind of mafia connection.
Same.
It is much more innocent than that. Yes. It's just, I can't say much about where the tickets came from.
Yes.
So the Connect goes,
By the way, on the way out is the unlimited ice cream. Help yourself. And then we'll go out to the seats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously now in Cody's mind that he has unlimited access to unlimited ice cream.
And pastries.
And pastries.
Galore.
And I had cheesecake bites. Dude, cannolis. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. We do not belong.
Name the little handheld thing and they had it.
Yeah.
Name it. They had
it. Now, part of me, part of me is like, why? This is too much. Why is anybody getting this at a baseball game? But I'm not going to go down that hippy dippy road.
No,
I'm like, this is a lot of overkill
for every,
when there's hungry kids. But I'm not going to get into it.
81 games.
Yeah, right,
they
right,
do
right,
this,
right, right.
But hey,
yeah, that hippy in my brain started coming out. But I digress. For a moment, I was like, I'm going to enjoy this. So then, my friends, we go to this door, like, you know how like they say a building is at sea level.
Yeah.
This door was below sea level.
Yeah,
we had to walk up to get to the field layer.
Ta-da, here we are.
I'm used to being up in the 400s.
Yeah.
We had to walk up to get to where the players are playing.
Yeah.
So then we go to these seats, and I'm not exaggerating when I say Cody didn't say a word for 4 innings.
No.
He didn't say a word. He just sat. You sat there, and probably a little bit of the gummies are helping. But you sat there.
It was the happiest I've been in forever.
And he's not even a Yankees fan.
No.
He's just sitting there in his seat, staring at the fact that we're 30 feet from Major League Baseball players.
From, I just couldn't get
over. I don't
know
any of their names, sorry.
From Ben Rice, their current best hitter. I mean, for Toronto, they had Vladimir Guerrero Jr. back off the injured
Vlad
list.
Was there.
Their pitcher was throwing a no-hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in awe of the fact. I kept going in my head, not only is this your one of your favorite things to watch, but like this is the most storied sports team in the history of the world.
And you're not the original Yankee Stadium. It's okay that we're not the movie quality Yankee Stadium. It's not movie quality.
No, but it was didn't care. Yeah,
no,
no, it was unreal. Although not in a bad way. I also was surprised at how it wasn't huge. It was smaller than
it looks bigger on TV.
It's
massive.
It was enormous.
It's massive, but
yes,
looks a lot bigger on TV. And ladies,
It was interesting, but it was just I just couldn't get over like just looking around, being like, oh look, there's that there's the Yankee thing. Oh look, it's the above the rim of Yankee Stadium that you see all the time. It was just, everything was, oh, look, there's...
Yeah, and we're sitting we were sitting next to the Connect, because we were just, the way the seats worked out, we were next to the Connect, and at the very end of the row was Ralphie, who fell asleep, because it turns out, Ralphie doesn't give a damn about the game.
No.
Ralphie only goes for the food.
What? Yep.
Ralphie doesn't care about baseball.
Hates. Went to a Savannah banana game.
Hated it. Did not like a Bills game.
He wasn't a fan of football.
Unless it's soccer.
And hockey and soccer.
He doesn't care about it.
Yep.
So we go to the Connect and we're like, oh, does Ralphie not care? He goes, no, he just comes for the food.
There it was. At one point, I heard him ask about how he was reading the, like, it's, you know, it's runs or hits, you know,
yeah,
runs,
yeah, yeah,
errors.
Yeah.
He thought forever that it was one. Because they had one error.
Okay.
So they had one the whole time. He said, no, it's 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
No. 2-0.
So I just learned this morning while talking to Gomez that at Yankee Stadium, when Derek Jeter hit his 3,000th hit, Ralphie was getting ice cream. Derek Jeter came up to bat.
Yep.
Everyone's waiting for Derek Jeter to hit his 3,000th hit.
Ralphie's like, I'm getting
Ralphie ice cream went, now. He stood up, and he went back inside to get ice cream.
He probably had...
That's the least Fs I've ever seen a human give.
5 or 6 ice creams.
You're seven rows from Derek Jeter about to hit his 6th, or what was it, my 3,000th hit?
3,000th hit, yep.
He went and got himself a drumstick.
Yep. He's unreal. He's the best.
He's the best person in the
world.
He's
so happy.
And he's so happy.
Yep.
So the entire game... Every time we'd look down the row, Ralphie had a new ice cream.
Yeah.
Or a new bomb pop.
It was great.
Or a new ice cream cone.
And I've seen a couple of people mention the lines. That was the other thing. I didn't wait in line for anything ever.
You just went and you got food.
There were so many people.
Yeah.
But I didn't wait in line. I waited. Sorry, there was one person in front of me getting lamb.
A fellow lamb enthusiast like yourself.
That was it. But yeah, it was great. But yeah, he was every time. Different ice cream. No, the bomb pops. So
we're sitting there.
Unlimited bomb pops is dangerous.
And again, this is not a brag at all because we're trash. We shouldn't have been there. We just happened to know somebody who wanted to invite us.
But now we deserve it.
But now we deserve it. Now we deserve it.
Unfortunately.
Cody kept looking, and like I think pretty much every guy in the stadium kept noticing this. But like maybe 20 feet from us were the most beautiful women you've ever seen.
They were absolutely.
They were stunning.
Couple players' wives, because we were
and
told
thank
that
you. That's
they
what
were,
I said.
They were around where right. we are. That's where their section is near
and
us.
Cody kept going, she's so beautiful. And I go, they're probably the players' wives. They're sitting behind the dugout.
Yep.
People from the Yankees organization keep coming and checking on them.
Yeah.
So I go, you're probably seeing. So
I wonder who it was.
I know. You should look it up.
Oh, I tried. I tried to take
it on the way home. He's
just
like,
to see. It was even creepier than that.
Show me Yankees players' girlfriends.
Can I see pictures of them? I was just. Ooh, how you doing?
Yeah.
I was just curious to see.
That's who was sitting there.
But it was one of those where it was shocking every time you see. You're like,
they were stunning.
Yeah.
Because they were the players' wives.
Yep.
I don't know what else to share about the. Unfortunately, they lost. We must have been bad luck.
Oh, but I mean, for being my first game to see, that's what I'm saying.
Started to rally for a minute.
Yeah, we saw a no-hitter by a team's best pitcher, Blue Jays. So, I mean, it wasn't the Yankees. That he took into, I think it was like 7 2/3 or something.
You turned to me, guys.
I did.
Is not an exaggeration.
I hadn't said it at all.
Did you do this
time.
On purpose?
I thought about it a couple times, but I was like, yeah, it's only the third.
I
or
thought
whatever.
They traded out pitchers, so I didn't know. Cody turns to me in the seventh inning and he goes, he's pitching a no-no. Literally the next pitch, Jazz
yep.
Chisholm, right?
Yep. Ripped
hits
that.
All. Rip.
That
got a hit. So
yep. So we saw
Cody jinxed it.
Then we saw a rally. That
saw, a rally,
saw them almost
got
come
close.
Back. We saw a home
and then
run.
Right, yep. And then we got to the ninth inning, and there was a dude on. It might have been Jazz Chisholm on third base.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have tied it up. Left Ducks on the pond. Didn't happen. But
nope. They had a couple cool guys to see up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
That Spencer Jones is very tall. The guy that a lot of fans like right now.
So we got to do this once a year, Ralphie. Sorry,
yeah,
Ralphie
we have
and the
to.
Connect.
Trying to think who got the loudest reaction for the Yankees currently. It was either, for some reason, they you know who it was? George Lombard. When they were announcing everybody, that's who the crowd cheered for the loudest.
Who was that former Astro we all liked booing? Who
George Springer.
Oh, whenever George Springer would come up, people yelling trash can.
Still the crowds. That was... That was a bit ago.
I love booing people at baseball games.
That was great.
Especially, bro, when you're that close, they're definitely hearing you.
Oh, yeah. No, they were people talking to the Yankees on deck, guys, and just going, hey, Luis.
People
Luis
were
Garcia.
Telling Vlad, you'll never be your father.
And he could hear him.
You could hear him.
If I could hear him, he could hear him. You could hear the umpires talking to people.
You could hear the umps just talk. Yep, you could hear that. Meatball Kirk was their catcher. He was right there. You could hear him talking the whole time.
Yeah,
it was an experience.
Yep. Yep. It was great. The area was great.
It was awesome. I wish you could all experience that at some point in your life.
And then Josh took our Yankee asses home.
And then I drove us there, turn and burn, early, drove all the way home.
Get your Yankee ass out of here.
Oh, yeah, I got in a fight. I got to pull that audio from my dash cam.
You take your Yankee ass out of here.
Cause I can drive in the city. I like it. I don't care about. I'll bob and weave and get in or whatever.
Yeah.
So as we're leaving the game, we got our windows down because I like to hear the sounds of the city.
Yeah, I wanted to see what was going on.
We're trying to get out of the Bronx, head up the highway.
I knew better not to yell out the windows there.
And yes, the kid and his friend enjoyed their nosebleeds. They didn't care.
No, it's
he ate $45 in chicken tenders.
Yeah, would you eat chicken bucket?
Yeah, chicken bucket. That was the $48 charge I saw come to my watch. All right.
Because I bet you can see.
It's a great spot
fine.
To be
yeah,
way up there, yeah.
Because it was so, because again, it's smaller than you think,
mm-hmm.
but it was steep.
Yeah, it's high.
So you were right there. I
yeah.
bet.
So he had fun. He was just, the day before he wasn't going to a Yankees game, I said, you want to just come? Because initially I wasn't going to drive. We were going to ride with Ralphie, but I was like, well, you got two parking passes. I'll just drive myself.
You have to sit.
So we're leaving.
Anyway, so.
I got the windows down. Kids are in the back seat. My kid's asking me questions. He's like, Dad, where did you live when you lived here? And I was telling him stories about the city. And I got my window down. And some dude on the other side of the road is just laying on his horn.
For a minute.
For a while.
To that point where you're like, okay.
So I yell at him because I can't keep my mouth shut. I go, it's not doing anything. And he goes, take your Yankee ass back out of here. And I go, and that's your New York City experience, kids.
Because he had the accent and everything.
Yeah.
Take your Yankee ass out of here.
Yep.
That was awesome.
I got to pull that audio. I gave you a true New York experience, yep. Cody.
Saw real authentic New York pigeons.
You did. You on the field. You saw some cabs. I did drive you into Manhattan a little bit.
Yep.
And then next month you get to go really into Manhattan. But
I like all of that.
Did you like it? You got to see real cabs.
It's cool for the first time to see stuff everything that, you know, because that is.
He got to see real NYPD people. He was excited about
that's
that.
It. It's a real authentic NYPD.
It's a New York City police officer right there, bud. Yeah. I tried to give you the real experience.
Went over that awful bridge.
Yeah, the GW Bridge. You don't like George Washington Bridge?
The GD Bridge.
The GD Bridge, yeah. Yeah, we had fun. We had a good time. Anyways.
It was crazy. It was awesome.
That's the recount. Thank you to the Connect for making that happen.
Unreal experience.
Thank you, Ralphie, for, I guess, sleeping and enjoying ice cream, Ralphie. You're
that
just
great.
You're a national treasure.
The best.
First week of the Great New York State Fair. We're all talking in chat about food people want to get. I don't know if I'm going to go really at all probably this year.
I don't know.
I don't have any passes to go in. I don't have any reason to really go. But if I did go this year, I got to get my pickle barrel. Got to get a hot beef sundae.
Yeah, I like to eat something. That's the only reason I like to go for like one day to, or even two. Like one day to get the couple things I like. And then another day to get like one or something, you know, I've never had before. The problem is that you can't, it used to be fun to go there and get a couple different things. Now you have to pick one.
Because it's $30.
Yeah.
Well, I do like the Peachy's donuts. That would be good. I like a Peachy's pretzel. That would be good.
These are good. Stuff's good. I like my Piggy Parfait.
Piggy Parfait is a good one.
Just tried to remake that at home.
Yeah?
If the mashed potatoes didn't suck butt, it would have been pretty close. I put it in a unnecessary cup and everything.
But apparently the Gen Z, is that my kids? I always forget. I got to have a chart. Who's the Gen Z? Is that my kids?
I think they're
regardless.
Yeah, whatever. It's the
you know where they won't be going.
Damn young kids to
the baked potato booth. Gen Z is seeing a major decline in baked potato enjoyment.
You
still like them
until I want to say it was a couple years ago. I forgot there was a reason we went. We did something at the fair at some point.
We isn't us.
Yes.
Okay.
And for some reason that. It was there, and I was like, that's what the potato booth is.
It's right there.
And I was at least 30-something, so for 30 years, and it still goes to this day, I've never had one of those potatoes. So I can see why they would
only
fall
five,
into that
I
category.
Have a, I have the hottest in potato surveys here. Is only 5% of Gen Z say they like baked potatoes. Now, my youngest likes a baked potato.
I like a baked potato.
I don't care for a baked potato.
But I like it because it's delicious with butter and sour cream.
Yeah, I like
not
the things
like,
on it.
Ooh.
Same reason I like a salad. The salad is a conduit for me to get cheese, ranch, bacon bits, croutons.
It's a condiment vehicle.
Right. So, the most popular form of potatoes is
French fries.
Yes, obviously. But then what do you think number two is?
I assume. I want to say mashed.
It is mashed, but it's very close. Baked potatoes is very close.
Okay, mashed, baked.
You can flip them. You can flip them.
But I mean, it should be.
Yeah.
Number two should be salt.
I love them. Oh! You know what I think's happening right now, guys?
I'm here.
I think the rest of the country is discovering salt potatoes.
Catch
I don't know
it
if
on?
It's, well, I don't know if it's my algorithm, or I don't know because I'm here, but a lot of people I follow on TikTok, like food influencers and chefs, are doing salt potato content.
Okay.
And they'll be
what
like,
they,
did you know that salt potatoes.
Oh, okay.
But they'll be like,
okay.
Did you know that these potatoes originated in Syracuse, New York, and blah, blah, blah. And this one guy did a thing that I want to do now. He didn't buy, because wherever he is, his salt, he don't have like, you know, the pre-bagged Hinderwaddle salt potatoes that we have here.
Yeah.
He bought these like little smaller potatoes.
This is what a lot of people do.
Like this.
Yep.
And he salted them up, and then he had a bowl of melted butter. And he would take a little salt potato, toothpick it,
dip it in the butter, eat it one bite. I want to do that.
For just because the little small ones?
You get the real small ones, and I want to do that.
I've never tried to make them other than in the summer.
Yeah?
Because I know what bags they're talking about. I can see them in my head, and I'd imagine it'd work just fine.
Yeah. But just tiny russet potatoes, but smaller ones.
I've never tried to do that.
Coming in.
That'd be really good.
As far as potato popularity goes, I'm the newest YouGov potato survey. Potato chips coming in after baked potatoes.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that is a potato.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I agree. Yep.
I just never think about it as a potato, nope. As weird as that is.
But no, I agree with that. Yeah.
Followed by hash browns.
Oh.
Followed by tater tots.
Oh.
Followed by potato salad. I hate potato salad. I don't have the new potato salad.
I don't want mushy tater chunks rolled around with mayo.
Yeah, I don't need that.
It's not appealing to me.
Although you might have, you told me last week that tartar sauce is just mayo with pickles in it, right?
Yeah, it was like lemon juice.
And I think I might like tartar sauce. I've gone this whole life not knowing about tartar sauce because it looks gross.
Yeah, I just.
Looks like chunky mayo.
It doesn't appeal to me in anything because you put it on fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like certain things you can put it on, you know, the condiment on whatever the hell. But a tartar sauce is like fish and I wouldn't even know.
By the way, going back to our Yankees food experience, Cody hyped all week that he was going to eat lobster. As soon as he saw lobster, he bailed on that, just so you know.
Naturally,
because we were with the fellow wealthy, they have a whole bar of unlimited sushi and lobster.
I was baffled at that. They just took lobsters, cooked them for you, and just popped them out of the tail and piled them onto a thing. And
to give you
an
example of how wealthy these people we were sitting next to were, in the middle of the game, the gentleman next to me got up and went and got a couple lobsters. And he sat there at Yankee Stadium eating lobster.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, that's how that was. But he thought about it. He hyped it. Even the drive down, he's like, I think I might try some lobster.
I was going to take a bite.
Because I was like, well, I got my kid's EpiPen, and we realized that he had, at second chance, you'd already eaten crab cakes.
Yeah, so we know I'm not
allergic. So you don't have a shellfish allergy.
Yep. But no, I didn't need to. There was so much other great stuff.
Yeah, you didn't want to sully it up.
I didn't eat enough of. I was going to go back and get, like, seconds and thirds. I couldn't believe how fast the game went, because some of those innings at the start, I was just in awe of everything we were doing.
For the first half of the game, you were in a different planet.
Yeah, I was just, I couldn't believe.
And it wasn't even all gummy related. No, it was just overwhelmed.
It was just shell-shocked that this is where we are right now.
Because, and I told Gomez this, I get a text from Gomez, because just Gomez knows everybody. And he says, Gomez says, I'm so overwhelmed, I only see words from Gomez on my phone. So I wasn't taking in what he was saying, but he was telling me between the, you know, in the middle of the third inning, look at the scoreboard.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was so overwhelmed, I didn't really digest. I was like, you should have sent that information to somebody way more together than us, because we were so overwhelmed.
Yes.
But during the middle of the third inning, he got our names on the scoreboard because he knows everybody.
Yep. So now there's a picture of
it. He sent us a picture of it, and we'd seen it. Like, we had seen it. We were sitting there.
The second half of it.
Yeah. And we'd sit there and we're like, and the row we were in was like, oh, our names are just up there. And I go, what happened? Where?
Yep.
What was it?
Yep. Same.
Just so over.
So I wasn't looking at that. I didn't know that's what they did.
Yeah. There was too much to look at. It was so much going on.
And I was just thinking, this is what you see on TV.
Yeah. I wonder if we went back and watched the game if we were on TV at any point.
Oh, we were right there. That never even crossed my mind.
We would have shown up, I think.
I would imagine, especially any time that they, if they show it
had
from
a lefty, probably a lefty batting if they were shooting at the lefty.
Or when they show the Yankee guy on deck.
Uh-huh.
The Yankee guy on deck
was 10 feet from us.
It was literally, if you're the Yankee guy on deck and they shot him, it would get me and you right in the picture.
We should go back and watch the game on demand, see if we can find ourselves. TheShow.fm is where you can get all of our links, podcasts, and streams. Because you're going to go back and get the show on demand if you missed our recap of our Yankees game. Cody got to pitch two innings, guys.
I did.
They called him down to the mound. They go, we just can't figure out our pitching situation. Cody!
I was like, bring in the righty.
They're like, bring him in.
Bring in the righty. I could throw a ball at least
uh-huh.
up
upwards. Sure.
Well, I don't want to, you know, make anybody jealous.
Right, right, right.
At least 50 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
We did see.
Yeah.
I don't know whose home run it was.
Nate, I forget. Lucas? Is that
Lucas?
Was it? I always forget his name, but that it was a, yeah, Blue Jay guy. Outfielder.
We wanted to do tarps Young off, guy. Mel, but I think we were in too bougie of an area. We wanted to go tarps off.
I thought about it.
But we saw a guy hit a home run.
It was cool.
And when you're as close to home plate as we were, I go to Cody, I go, I've never seen a home run from literally the place it starts.
Yeah.
And you realize how far.
It was right there.
That ball had to travel.
It was. And that.
You're like, that's unhuman to hit a ball that far.
And that's also one of the coolest sounds.
That hit?
When you like
you just hear it.
You really can tell when it's going to be a home run.
Just the crack. The
crack of the bat, and you're like, uh-oh!
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't tell. I thought a bunch were going to be a home run. But
yeah.
That just real good crack of the bat was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Cody pitched. He pitched a no-no for two innings.
And did I get in there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no hitter, but not perfect game. I walked three.
Oh, it's all right.
Control
it's
issues.
All right.
Control issues.
Otherwise, just you can hear the whole recap back out of our show earlier. Thank you to the Connect for making that happen.
And we saw a sidearm pitcher.
That was, I didn't like that.
That was
wild.
They have gone the way of the Buffalo back in like the 80s.
He was just
and
a
stuff.
Relief pitcher. He was only in one inning.
And he got rocked. That's when we got
to
him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was sidearming it at us.
That was fun.
No foul balls. I could have gotten a ball.
I thought we were going to get one.
I could have very easily gotten a ball. That's not how, I didn't want to get a ball by means of that usher handing them to you. Or just by them, like,
they toss it over,
you gotta catch a foul ball.
Yeah.
If you don't get one, it's not legitimate. It's more.
Okay. Be proud of yourself on a Monday doing that.
Thank you.
It's a professional broadcast.
I felt good.
The show.fm for our full recap of the Yankees game. It was wild. And you'll hear stuff throughout the morning, of course.
There were plenty. And almost the Blue Jays guy almost caught Vladdy's bat.
He lost his bat.
Guerrero let it go slipping and flying.
And then the kid next to me was yelling out Butterfingers.
Yeah. That was great. That was so great.
As an adult, you have to give it to a kid.
There was.
I don't agree with that, Katie.
There was no kids around us.
I don't agree with that.
There was, and he got a ball.
Don't steal it from a kid, but you don't got it. You're not obligated to give that to a kid. I hate that move. We were at a Chiefs game.
Interesting. Okay.
We were at a Chiefs game, and it went into this pocket of adults.
Yeah.
And this man walked up from rows away with his baby. And you could see the person be like, oh, here's the ball, baby. That's a baby. That baby doesn't know.
That baby's got to catch it himself.
That baby's got to catch it.
Catch it in its baby hands. Now, there I might give it away, but if I caught a Yankee foul ball.
You're keeping that ball.
I might have to keep that Yankee ball.
And I was asking Cody, I go, what age is the cutoff that you're allowed to bring a mitt to games? I think it's like 14, right?
I 16? Said it, whatever, high school baseball. If you're playing high school baseball,
sure, okay.
Like if you're there with like your team, you can. I think you can bring your.
But definitely not 35. Like
no, you had to leave. I made you leave yours in the car. Yeah. Sorry. Again, I'm sorry.
I've seen plenty of like grown ass men bringing their mitts to the game.
I see it at the games there and on TV a lot.
And I ain't here to yucky yum if it brings you joy. I just think there's a certain cutoff for that.
Just some of them, though.
They ain't putting you in.
I can't. You got your glove. I can see why, though, how fast those go. Flying.
Yep. See, Susan will bring a glove. I'd let Susan bring a glove.
Because they're ladies. That's not what I'm saying. I think if ladies want to bring a glove, they can bring a glove.
Yeah, Katie is right. My oldest is 15 and won't bring anymore, says I'll catch it with my bare hands. Bare hands or hat is what I think, right?
Yeah, I've tried that. That's happened to me at the Chiefs game. It hurts.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
I've had one, like, it came flying, and you go, let me grab that, and it just went. I thought I broke all three of my fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies can bring a glove. They don't have hats, a lot of them.
Yeah, they're not wearing a hat, and you've got more delicate hands. You don't have the human male muscles that we have. You know what I'm saying?
We got big, strong male hands.
And you start to, like...
Little baby hands.
I don't know if you were doing this, but you can't fathom the speed a Major League Baseball pitcher is pitching. You can't fathom it. So I would stand there and I'd watch
it's unreal.
And in my brain try to pretend like if I was swinging a bat right now, could I hit this? And I don't think I could.
You have to start swinging right when they kind of get to like, right as they're about to release, you just got to know to swing. So as they release, you start swinging. And what's crazy is that, and I wasn't very good at it, you have to, in that split second, you have to try to look at their hand a little, and because you're eyeing the ball the whole time, you have to kind of pick up and be like, it's curveball!
Yeah, curveball.
In that point, whatever.
That's the most impressive part, I think, of baseball, is the batter.
I can do it.
Trying to figure out what that pitch is.
That was terrible.
And not even a full second. I don't think it's a full second.
No.
Before that ball.
No, there's science they've done on it. It's pretty cool.
And the technology's gotten so good that the second the pitch is in the catcher's glove, up on the scoreboard, four-seam fastball.
That was so cool. In the speed curve. And what it was. Yep.
How does it even know? We did find out, though, because the Kinect knew. Our boy, the Kinect. That's all I'm calling him, the Kinect. You can't know who it is. And I didn't know this, but the roll. So, you know when they do, they'll challenge the pitch, right?
Yep.
And they go to the scoreboard.
Yep. Which
apparently.
The ABS
scoring system. There's one guy whose entire job is to, he has a computer. And it is tracking the pitches. And if a challenge happens, he takes his mouse, clicks a button. That's his whole job. Is to every pitch is tracked. And then if they do the tap their head, his job, click the button.
I don't think so.
And it's cool because you're like, see the whole stadium turn to the screen. Oh. And to know there's just some dope
everybody
with a computer
quiet.
Waiting to click a mouse. Click. Yep. The emotions click. That come off it. Yep. Other side of this, I doubt you've been following the GTA 6 leaks, but it's a big deal. I'll fill y'all in on that.
That comes out in like 2 months,
well,
right?
Well, it gets announced this week. I'll give you the whole rundown.
Oh, no.
I'll give you the whole rundown.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Happy New York State Fair Week kicking off on Wednesday.
I wouldn't mind a deep fried burrito.
Does
any place actually do that around here? Because it's called a deep fried taco, but
no,
it's really
but
a burrito. Does anybody just do that?
It's called a thing. San Miguel does that.
Do they do a deep fried? Because in the fair, it's called deep fried taco, but it's really not. It's a deep fried burrito.
It's in a fajita? Like, is it like a soft shell, you mean?
No, it's a burrito, and they somehow deep fry and just cut in half and give it to you. So it's
I know
not
for
really...
a fact, because I've ordered it, San Miguel has a deep fried burrito, but it's called the thing.
And I could just...
It has a name. Ask Cody AI what's the name for a deep fried burrito.
And I can just tell him not to put the sauce on it for me.
The New York State Fair makes it like idiot proof, so they just write deep fried burrito. Is it listening to me?
Yeah, I wanted to see what it said. Okay, they said where you could get the deep fried burritos.
What is
the
it?
State Fair? They listed the places you could get that.
No, it's called a thing.
I know. I just that's
it
really funny
like
though.
A,
that
like
it
a Mexican
said,
name.
What is the deep fried burrito called?
What?
That's a. Well, I've had chimichangas.
Yeah, that's what it is. Chimichanga.
Nah, the deep fried thing they do at the fair
it's
tastes different than a chimichanga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I've had that. Anyways,
I mean, I could still destroy some. Chimichanga or tacos. Or,
yeah, I don't know what would make it different. The same insides, right?
Yeah.
Chimichanga.
Just tastes a little different.
Chimichanga.
My taquito dar is going off hardcore because I've been wanting them at several different places and they don't have them anymore. The other place is closed. So I need some taquitos.
Do you
now.
Like any of the freezer section taquitos? Those are really easy to make, bro.
Some of them, the Goya ones are probably the best.
Okay.
And they are...
Not what you
they're,
want.
They're okay, and that's not really what... I mean, they're good, but that's not really what I want. I want, like, the Mexican restaurant taquito.
My wife has a...
Folo pandito.
She despises the air fryer. It's just one of those smells
really?
That, like, triggers...
When it's...
She doesn't like it,
when
so...
When mine's dirty, it's one of my least favorite things as well. It makes
it.
Me nauseous.
It makes her nauseous.
That oil...
That smell, and I clean mine after every single use,
just
but
sometimes
it just has
there's
that,
nothing. Yeah, there's sometimes nothing you can do.
Has that smell, which is why I haven't had those in a while. So if I'm going to make some, like, what?
Sorry,
flautas.
That's what I meant, flautas.
What is a flautas?
I said polo fundito.
What is that
it's
one?
It's like a taquito, but they don't cut it.
So it's a whole big...
It's the whole thing. Like, yeah, say so I'm about to give you the taquitos. Say I forgot to cut them in half. Chicken flautas.
So that's what I get then, basically, those rolled up, like, chicken and cheese or whatever, and I love those for a snack, but...
Right.
I don't want my wife to have to suffer through the air fryer, so I gotta oven them. Are there any non-stinky air fryers? Because they are convenient, but I gotta find a better one.
Honestly, unless mine's dirty, it never gives off any smell ever. My little French door.
Okay.
Do you have a bucket or a door?
Bucket. Oh, yours is a door?
Mine's a French door one.
The ones with doors, Memily says. All right, maybe I gotta get a door one and not a bucket one. Because I do love an air fryer. Anyways.
It's fun.
Let's get back.
It's cool to cook stuff in them.
Let's get back. Pat Lucas has one that's all metal. Does yours have a stink, Pat? Does yours let out a smell?
Yeah, mine's... Well, no, the top is plastic, but yeah, all of it's all metal.
And it could just be the gross food I'm putting in the air fryer.
Also true. That could be it.
I'm filling it with rolled, you know, Walmart taquito things, so...
Yeah.
GTA 6, Cody. I'm sure you're not following all the nerdiness that's been happening.
I played a little. I liked of the old games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I played any of the last one, but the older ones I liked to put in the cheat codes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I like open world games.
I get that this is a huge deal. Bigger than, Red Dead Redemption.
Bigger than everything.
Bigger than the last couple of games. Bigger than Halo and all that. This is like... The biggest.
Now, the joke is like that we're, Pat Lucas has the joke. We're going to get GTA 6 before we get GTA 6. Because it's been leaked, allegedly.
How do you leak a video game?
So here's what's going on. Months or maybe 1 month ago, Rockstar, who makes GTA 6, announced there's only going to be digital downloads. We're not making physical copies of GTA 6. And if you buy... a quote-unquote physical copy of GTA 6, it's a QR code. No, it's a QR code. You go and download it. People are pissed about that.
I would not be happy with that. You pop it open and there's nothing in it.
I'm pissed. I'm generally pissed about people taking away my right to own something.
Yeah.
My media, my music, my video games, my movies.
Just to download.
Even software. I can't even own software anymore. I got to pay a subscription for that.
No, it's ridiculous. To download the games yesterday that I got... I had to delete some from my library or whatever.
Right.
I was like, okay, well then give me that money back.
Right. Yeah.
If you're demanding.
Infuriates me.
In order for me to get this game that I just spent, that you didn't tell me that when I bought it.
Yep.
You just let me buy it.
I'm sick and tired of those of us down here working for just being just cash ATMs for the rich. I'm sick of it.
It's making us
pay a subscription every month for everything we use.
And it's not video games or anything, but it's similar. And because that ESPN Unlimited is working so well.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, they should definitely make it $2 more expensive now. It's going up.
Yeah.
Already going up.
Something's going to break, man. And maybe this is the start of it, but something's going to break. I'm sick and tired of every month I got to pay a fee to some millionaire somewhere.
And every couple months, it's like, it
gets cheaper, never gets better.
It's got to go up $1.
And the movie you liked? Yeah, we don't have it anymore.
Oh, well, it's leaving soon. Why?
I saw a message the other day. The only thing we can afford to eat right now is the rich, and I agree. God damn it. So, GTA 6, big deal. Everyone's been waiting for it. What's it going to look like? What's it going to be? So, somehow, and I don't know how, I'm sure they're trying to figure out too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hacker group called CyberLeak.
Okay.
CyberLeak got a hold of the game. The whole game. Somehow.
Uh-oh.
And in a protest for Rockstar not letting us buy physical copies, they're threatening to just put it on the internet for download. Because they're saying, you're not going to let us own the game.
Yeah. It's only going to be...
Then we're going to steal it. I agree with Lottie. It's got to be an inside job. Some random schmuck did not get GTA 6. It's got to be somebody in there.
You think somebody working for them was like, what would be the reasoning for that?
Now, they can run their mouths and be like, sure you do. Sure you got it. They got it. They started releasing footage.
Oh, really?
Gameplay footage. Now, I don't know if you've opened your Netflix recently, but if you open Netflix, there's a big ad for GTA 6 because coming up on the 27th, so Wednesday, Thursday, Netflix is supposed to have an exclusive look
at the new GTA 6. They've been hyping it on their home screen for a while.
Okay.
Where they're like, tune in here on the 27th.
Oh, mine didn't have it.
No, so maybe you're not.
It's an app.
Whatever. But, so CyberLeak claims that they are fighting for gamer justice. They want to punish game makers who have stopped providing physical games or discs. Because, think about it this way. For years and years, I was able to play a game, pay $50 for that game. When I'm done with it, I go to, you know, a micro game. Yep. Or I go to one of these great local places, not GameStop, F GameStop. But you go to like a Voltage.
Yeah.
And they'll give you, what, $10 for
whatever,
it?
Whatever, yeah, I mean.
So I get something back out of it.
Yep.
Not anymore. The rich need to get richer,
absolutely
you
poor. Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not.
So their manifesto claims this is a fight against downloadable content, DLC, and the loss of single-player content when the servers are shut down. So you don't know what that means. They want a game that I can sit down, put on, and play.
Yeah.
And right now, every game has to be connected to the internet.
Yeah.
So I've got to also have an internet subscription. So not only do I have to download this game from you that I don't get to own and I never get to see a physical copy of it, I also need to pay for an internet connection, high-speed internet connection somewhere as well.
Because I've seen a couple of those where you can't even play the game unless you have some type of something where it's
so
like,
I'm down with
nope, deleted.
I'm down with it. And honestly, this is kind of Rockstar's fault for dragging this out so long.
Yeah.
Not even kind of their fault. It's their fault.
I would like to see a documentary
of how
because it's not like, well, no, this is standard procedure. It takes 10 years to release a game.
This is the people we've all been tricked into thinking we have no power, that we're just supposed to sit back and take it.
Yep.
We have a lot of power, and that power is with our votes and with our wallets. And if we stop supporting this stupid greed, that's our power.
And they better hope. I'm sure it'll do.
It's going to do billions of dollars already.
They better hope it does, because they've waited so long.
And dragged it out.
Because when did the last one come out?
Bro, it wasn't even on PS5. It came out for PS4.
It was at least 10 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of that audience isn't a video game audience anymore.
Right.
They've either aged themselves
out. I'll play it, but I'm 45. I don't have time. I do. Sadly, I do have a lot of time to play video games.
Again, it'll do just fine. I know there's going to be people, not a chance. It's going to do amazing. I'm sure it will. But they better hope it does, because again, it's almost like a series on TV that's taken 15 years to do season 5 of this popular show.
Sure.
Yeah, you were great 15 years ago. All right. I guess I'll sit down and play Grand Theft Auto 6.
And
once I'm done with my job and get my kids from soccer.
Right. And I can't afford to eat my dinner because everything's more expensive. And also, to play Grand Theft Auto, I need the internet. I need to pay your $100 for a game.
Yep.
And then there's microtransactions in the game. So I got to buy what? Outfits?
You made it $90.
Right. So
11 years ago.
11 years ago. So
it was out. The other one came out a couple years before that.
So now you're probably thinking, what's Rockstar doing? Rockstar is the maker of this. They're obviously looking for this cyber leak, this group, whoever leaked it, whoever was an employee. They haven't said anything, right, Lottie? Like, Rockstar hasn't said a word yet.
I wouldn't. Because
all they're doing is takedowns.
When does it come out?
The announcement's this week, so we don't know.
The game.
I think November.
I would, for the, you know what? We were blah, blah, blah for so long. We're sorry. We're pushing up the release. Release it earlier. Release it in, you know,
all
October
they're doing,
or whatever. It doesn't have to be that long. And then just,
dude, all
cares?
They're doing is they're taking, if somebody leaks a video, it's obviously taken down.
Yeah.
They're looking into it. So what did CyberLeak do? They installed a kill switch. And what does that mean? So do you know what a kill switch is? Or a dead man switch?
Depending on what it is, yeah.
So if you're on a boat or a jet ski, you have that little thing attached to you.
Yeah.
If you fly off the back of the jet ski
just goes with you, yep.
They've installed some software, however they're doing it. My nerddom doesn't go this deep. All I know is that if anybody arrests CyberLeak or the man who's woman, they that was doing this, it activates the dead man switch.
And just shuts it off?
No. The entire game is released for free on the internet. So CyberLeak has set up essentially a button they have to push every single day, meaning that they're free and walking around the planet.
Yep.
So if they're killed or arrested,
then it comes
and
out.
Somebody doesn't push that button at 12 noon or whatever they got,
they
say the whole thing goes out on the internet.
They say. Anyway.
They say.
I would almost just call their bluff. I'd be like, no, we're not doing anything you say. We're releasing the game when we release it. You're not releasing it for free.
Yeah. It's out. So
I would call their bluff just to see.
Yeah, Crumble, I don't love this part. The hackers are also hawking some crypto thing. Like crypto's a scam. Don't get in crypto.
So but they want something.
They've dabbled
from it
in cryptocurrency. They've encouraged viewers and followers to buy and pledge digital currency. So they're trying, like, they're not coming off as Robin Hood in this.
They want to make some money off of this as well.
It's scummy. It's all scummy, but it's scummy on scummy behavior. Yep. So you got to choose one of the scumbags, I guess.
You're right.
They're waiting to see, I guess this week we'll find out. There's supposed to be the big announcement of GTA on the 27th.
No, they just get the game out and it won't matter.
Yeah, just release it. Be like, hey, we see all the leaks.
Yep.
Still kind of in beta, which means it's maybe not perfect yet. Good enough.
We're going to let it go now.
We'll patch it with whatever we figure out. We'll put patches on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens, man. But I'm fairly confident this Cyber League group has the whole game. They've got this Dead Man Switch installed.
It's pretty cool.
The thing Rockstar should do is like you're saying, say the game comes out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Physical copies will be available.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We'll work on it. The show.fm for all of our links, downloads, and streams. Today's show presented by 1-900-CRY.
Oh, I forgot about this. This is...
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
Mom, can I call a phone number and cry?
Yeah, hey, Ma!
Didn't we try to call this once?
This is the 80s. We don't cry in front of your parents.
I don't know if it worked.
I'll give you something to cry about.
I'll give you something to cry about.
I think we did try it. Let me try it.
I can't remember.
I'll try it again. There's no way this works. 1-900-9099.
Kids. You need to cry in private. Wait from your parents. Well, first ask them and then come here.
Nothing.
No.
It's not doing anything.
It's that weird dial tone in the background.
Sorry.
It's the most confusing thing that's ever happened.
You call 1-900-CRY. You don't show emotions in this house.
Oh, I wonder if a regular phone.
Oh, yeah. Try from your phone.
What is it again?
1-900-9099-CRY. That just cost the company $22. Haha, joke's on you. We don't have $22.
Cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up.
Yeah. Do any 900 numbers still exist?
Well, let's see.
What are you going to do?
1-900.
You're just going to hit a bunch of numbers?
Well, I'm going to type out 1-900 big
butt.
Butts.
Yeah, that's got to be something, right?
Or is that too many?
Don't need an S, just big butt. 1-900 big butt. Or hot butt.
Yeah,
1-900 hot butt's also an option, too.
900. I'll do hot butt.
Hot butt.
Hot.
Someone's got to own 1-900-HOTBUTT. And if don't, I'm buying it.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Nobody owns 1-900-HOTBUTT?
It's probably because I'm banned from calling this type of number.
This number has been banned due to overactivity on 1-900-HOTBUTT.
Anything involving butts and or giners.
Yeah! Why is there a $40 charge to 1-900-HOTBUTT on the phone bill?
You're going
to
be having that out of your allowance.
Tim.
I never called one of those. I never heard like what they sounded like.
I never called a 1-900 number.
Like there's not still something we can call. What if I don't have the internet or TV? I only have, you know, Megan.
Apparently, there were other numbers too. 1-900, like to that, not
yeah,
cry,
what,
but
what
like
I mean.
Laugh or hear a joke. Remember 1-900 jokes?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the joke line. Remember that you could like joke a day. You could call and they would tell you a joke a day. They used to do a lot of stuff on the telephone
There's the kids. WCW phone, like 1-900 number. Oh,
those were the
what
best.
What were those?
Just you'd get, call now, hoot. Superstar spotted backstage where he shouldn't be. Call the WCW hotline now to find out who was spotted backstage in Vince McMahon's locker room. Probably a girl against her will. We'll find out coming up soon.
You could call the
number.
Corey Haim, Corey Feldman fan line.
I knew that from, hey, this is Corey.
Hey, it's Corey.
From The Simpsons.
You could call the He-Man hotline.
He-Man. Just gonna do the voice.
You could call Paula Abdul for 99 cents a minute.
You could still do that now, probably.
I don't know what Paula Abdul would get me.
You could probably call her now. She would answer.
Hi, this is my guy. This is my plug.
You'd all have that pilled up boozy voice.
Yep. Entertainment presents pop music's new sensation, Paula Abdul.
Is it gonna be
call
you?
Me, I've got news you can use.
Straight up, she's gonna tell you everything. Call 1-900-909-1800 now.
Call me twice and I'll send you an autographed picture.
You and Paula together. Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Kids ask your parents' permission. Paula's on a rocket to stardom.
Call me now and find out why.
Pick up the phone. Call 1-900-909-1800.
Call me now.
You had to be a special level of rich kid to call a 1-900 number.
Right? Yeah.
I can't imagine the beatdown I'd receive if I called a 1-900 number.
Rich, you hate your parents' credit card,
Randy,
and you're supposed
to. Locks up with Ric Flair for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Well, that's if Savage is.
I wish I didn't know exactly what this was from.
You know, his arms are going to be tied behind him eventually. He's going to be banging his head off the wall at home because he's probably there by himself.
He and Colin Hulk Hogan's Hulk line.
Walking around through the house, looking at a picture of Liz here and a picture of Liz there.
Let's not be talking about
probably going through her old stuff, huh?
Build up to WrestleMania 8.
I'm going to call Hulk 900 number and just see what he has to say about this, the pictures.
Ooh. For the benefit of those you would like to join Bobby Heenan dialing the Hulkster's hotline, you may do so by dialing 1-900-45-4-HULK. It's only $1.49 for the first minute, 99 cents for each additional minute. And kids, again, if you're making the call, make sure you have your parents' permission.
There is not a money-making opportunity Vince didn't take.
No, and again, I can't remember math. Simple math, can't do quadratic equations. But I can remember that was the buildup because Ric Flair was claiming that he was sleeping with Miss Elizabeth, the Macho Man's main squeeze, and he had pictures. Ooh, he had pictures, and he was going to show them at WrestleMania.
Roommates are special. Together, they share their private romances. Call and be a part of it. 12 minutes minimum of ultimate fun.
All right, now the video.
1-900-737-2233.
12 minutes minimum.
Don't keep them waiting.
The video that I'm watching here is clearly two sexy women on a bed. Because they're quote-unquote roommates.
Well, yeah, they're just roommates.
And they want me to call them, but I've got to at least give them 12 minutes of my time.
12 minutes?
12 minutes minimum at $3 per minute.
Whoa! $36 minimum? In the 80s?
God.
In the 80s? That's a day's paycheck.
Yep, that's like 70 bucks.
Oh my God, dude.
To just touch yourself as quick and as often as you could for those 12 minutes.
Hey, this is Barb and her roommate, Jen. Thanks for calling us.
Just got back from our softball game.
Presents Warren.
Yeah, we like to rock and roll. We like to do a lot of other things, too.
Call the Warren Rock Line.
We'll give you
the Warren Rock Line.
Hard facts on our personal lives. Our fans always come first.
We like to do a lot of other things, too.
What other things, Warren? What other things do you like
Our
to do?
Our fans always come first.
Drugs and sex?
Presents Warren.
Yeah, we like to rock and roll. We like to do a lot of other things, too.
Call the Warren Rock Line.
We'll give you the warm, hard facts on our personal lives. Our fans always come first.
Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Hey, kids, ask your parents' permission. You'll get the latest on tours, videos.
Mom, can Warren? I call the Warren 9?
Warren said that they're going to show me the warm, hard facts about their personal lives, and I'm going to come first.
Remember this phone.
Can I call?
909-WWF-8.
That sound, that music.
WrestleMania 8 interview.
You'll get exclusive WrestleMania 8.
Man Randy Savage, Ric Flair, and
Sid Justice
versus Hulk Hogan.
from the greatest WWF event in history.
You never call the wrestling hotline?
Oh, it costs money. Get my ass beat.
You can call Grandpa Al from the Munsters.
Hiya, kids. It's me, your friend Grandpa. I gotta tell you, I am starting a new club, and I want you to join.
What?
It's called the Junior Vampires of America.
The Junior Vampires?
Oh, I'm a vampire, and I'm dying.
You gotta ask your parents' permission and call this phone.
What?
You know what this is?
What?
This is just...
It's Cameo before Cameo.
1990s Cameo.
Phone number 1-900-90...
But they weren't even personalized, because you're just going to get a pre-recorded call from Grandpa Al?
Yo, hey, you're a junior vampire.
From the one who loves you, baby.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I'm so
Tiffany.
Excited. You can reach me now on my private phone line.
You can call the Tiffany 1-900 hotline. Oh, there was a Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff hotline?
Yo... Call.
Yo, my name is the Prince. Stop whatever you're doing and listen to this.
You know, sometimes it's just nothing to do at home, so now you can call me and Prince on the telephone.
All the inside scoop, all the hip-hop scene. Just dial the number on your TV screen. It's my latest creation.
Prince, you're bugging, it's mine.
All right, it's ours, and it's called the new Rap Hotline. So give us a call. The new line is kind of deaf. Dial 1-900-909-JEFF.
That's Dude. Awesome. That was the best pitch so far.
1-900-909-JEFF.
Oh, hold on. Let's see if that one's still there.
Call that while I listen to right, the dial and insult.
Oh, hold on.
This is dial and insult.
Dial and insult.
I want a dial and insult.
Dial and insult. Call 1-900-2-INSULT. Dial and insult.
Dial and insult.
Are you having a bad day? It's about to get worse.
You having a bad day? It's about to get worse.
It's about to get worse.
Yeah, everybody's saying we should have our own 100 number. How do we do that? Yeah, none of them exist.
No, nothing.
Like, somebody listening, if you have any, like, connections in the phone biz, I want a 1-900 number.
We have a text line, technically.
We do.
You can
leave voicemails, we don't talk back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we do, then you screenshot it and send it to our boss and try to get us.
When we talk back to you? Ha-ha, we don't have a boss anymore. Boom.
It could be me.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey Hotline. You can call the Kiss Hotline.
I can't believe how many there were.
The Creep Phone with Creepy. Remember the Freddy Krueger phone? You can call
Foolish friends, Freddy Krueger is on your phone. Dial this number now. I've got some tales to tell. Freddy's favorite bedtime stories.
Dead time stories.
I remember there were like party lines.
The big ones go in the red boxes, and the little ones go in the green
Who's
boxes.
Who's this, bud?
Got that?
Yes, Santa!
And don't forget to feed my reindeer.
You don't know who this
Hello,
is?
Hello, boys and girls. Getting ready
Santa.
For Christmas sure is
Oh, I thought like it was supposed to be somebody's...
Now that I have a moment to spare,
gotcha.
I set up my special Christmas phone just for you.
This I used
How?
To do.
No. Predatory of a business are you that you're going to charge children to call Santa Claus?
Ooh.
I hope you have incurable hemorrhoids, whoever did that line.
Make sure you ask your parents if you can call and find out if you were on the naughty or nice list.
That is scumbag behavior.
Guess what? You're all on the naughty list.
I'm going to call Rapping Santa.
Season once again is here. Santa been selected the man of the year. The hip-hop job is the well-known fact. Now 1-900-909-RAP. Yes, Santa's got the word. And it's better than toys. My own rap, my music, boys.
I'm calling Rapping Santa. Oh, like did you ever call the GLOW hotline?
The gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
The gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
We don't want just anyone.
No, leaves me shy now.
We don't want just anybody calling us. We want you.
I'm just anybody.
You ever call the MC Hammer hotline? I know that you did.
Audio Entertainment.
Yeah. Well, that's the one I did. You got.
Hi, I'm MC Hammer.
And I got the biggest wiener you have ever seen.
Oh, 1-900-909-MCMC.
Mr. Hammer, can you not turn my mother out?
This must have been the same company because it's all 1-900-909.
And listen how... Oh, you probably get... Then you go through a list of... If you'd like to speak with Arsenio Hall or MC Hammer.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Arsenio Hall.
I don't have the video, but I have 1-900-234-JOSE. It's the Jose Canseco hotline.
Oh, my God.
You want to know about steroids?
These are so bad, and they're so badly like produced too. And that last one, it's just them yelling. It's MC Hammer yelling in the background.
We're gonna turn this mother out.
Hey, are you ready to call my hotline?
I gotta get a. Somebody help me get a show hotline. I want a number you can call that we'll give you tips every week. It'll be free.
Hey, you've reached Cody.
My buddy.
And Josh.
My buddy Connor in college had the Hall & Oates hotline, because I guess he found a phone number on college that if you dialed one night, like whatever it was.
Yeah.
And any time you called that number, you would just hear a Hall & Oates song. For no reason. It was SUNY Purchase. It was a lot of art, kids. Don't ask for a reason.
Okay. Okay.
But there was the
kids, you don't understand. The landline back in the day mattered.
It mattered.
The phone.
It existed.
It mattered.
You had a phone number. You had a phone in your college dorm.
Yep. You had to set that up.
And the reason had a phone number is because his college organization or whatever all had phone numbers and he had no use for it. So he's like, I guess just make it the Hall & Oates hotline. Go ahead.
Awesome.
Anyways, that's enough. 900 chat. The robots are here, guys. And, you know, we'll do what we do. Ahoy, hoy. It's
what
the show.
Unnecessary thing to do.
Cody was finally seeing clips of this weekend's robot games. The World Humanoid Robot Games took place in Beijing on Saturday. I encourage you to look up some videos. There's one robot that runs into a wall and it's hilarious.
They showed it.
Can't control himself.
He went.
There was that one robot. You know how sometimes, and I haven't ran in about 20 years, but you know how sometimes you're running and your legs get away from you and you start to do the wobbles?
Yep, he did. Yep.
That.
It's just funny. It's funny. But it, that one that jumped.
Dude, so here's some of the records that were broken over the weekend.
For no reason.
And I don't know why we're comparing robots to Usain Bolt. The one is a human man and the other's a robot. I don't care if a robot broke Usain Bolt's record.
No, me either. So
he's a human with legs.
Oh, so did that car that just drove by.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
So that just went faster than Usain Bolt, too.
Over 2,000 robots competed in the Olympic-style event held at the National Speed Skating Oval. One robot ran the 100-meter sprint in 9.39 seconds. But honestly, Usain Bolt's record was 9.58, so pretty cool that Usain Bolt is basically as fast as a robot.
Man, that
in our current time.
He was so fast. Watching him run was just unreal. I mean, it's cool they've built these things.
It's impressive. I don't know what's going to happen.
There's need for the robots. There's no need for what they're having them do in these things. I mean, I like that they can now take this technology and put it towards good uses for them. I'm never going to watch any robot sport. So whatever they're doing now, the current track they're on is not needed for me. I will never watch any robot sport.
The entire time you're talking right now, I'm trying to think of what would be a real life scenario we would need a robot to run really fast.
Right? I don't know. But just use that technology for something. But yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of any practical reason a robot with humanoid legs would need to... Oh, DoorDash, Cousin Jay says. All right, good point. Good point.
I mean, it could get things done quicker, mm-hmm. I'd imagine, with this technology and what they're doing. It's cool. It's just, I don't know.
Honestly, some of these are making me more impressed by the humans. For example, separate robot cleared 2.88 meters in the standing high jump.
But
Javier Sotomayor in 93 jumped 2.45.
That's impressive.
So the fact
that
a human can jump almost as high as a robot's pretty cool to me.
They're trying to make it so, the robots can do what humans are up to. Like,
that is true.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're just going
to
give us robot cops that can scan our skin color and chase us down.
Yeah, that's it. We're
a 5-day competition features 51 events, Germany, Japan, blah, blah, blah. As of right now, experts say humanoid robots remain largely confined to demonstrations. So really no purpose except cool. Look how fast that robot ran.
Right. Cause even with DoorDash, cause for a second there, I was like, actually, that's not a bad idea, but you can't have
wheels. Use wheels.
Well, you can't even have little robot cars going
that fast,
miles an hour down the sidewalk.
That's true.
Or even drones through the air. So
that's true.
I don't know what.
It's we can only get you your food so fast, fatty.
Right? I can't think of any reason.
I want to go to the app, and I want to push Wendy's, and I want Wendy's.
It's not here yet? You didn't hit order.
In my mind, I did.
Where's my pretzel burger?
My pretzel is like cheeseburgers.
We're getting to it, fatty. Relax.
They have to make it first. That's an early beat me!
I'm looking at this article of 10 millennial trends Gen Z says are no longer cool.
Uh-oh.
First of all.
Anything. All.
Any and above. Mm. But what gives you? What makes you think you're so cool, Gen Z? First and foremost, that you can cast disparaging things on my generation.
Especially now that most things that they have been doing and showing and discovering, sure. I say with the air quotes, are all things that we've already done and we're doing.
I don't find you that cool, Gen Z. How does that feel? So, as a millennial, elder millennial.
I think you're wicked cool.
Thank you.
I think you guys are wicked cool. Millennials, that way they think I'm cool.
Some of these things I agree with. And I wish, I've been racking my brain all morning leading up to this story.
Okay.
That there was something very recently that my children told me I do that's not cool, and I can't remember it was. It was like over vacation.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, that's not cool anymore, and I can't remember what it was, but I digress. Maybe I'll remember.
Rizzing the waitress for good food?
They're probably saying, Dad, your general emotional output is not cool anymore. Your attitude and grumpiness is not cool anymore. Could you please?
That makes more sense. Yeah.
And I agree, Mama Lee. Millennials rule. Gen Z drools.
Oh,
so burn.
Got him.
Careful,
so don't break another one. Mic drop.
Yeah, be careful with our mic stands. We're going through them.
Took me long enough to break that one. I'll start going through all of them.
I've got to harvest parts after the show today, I think. So
you need robots for that.
Couple of phrases I agree with the Z's on. The phrase, I did a thing, is stupid. Stop saying it. I did a thing. And then it's like,
yeah, no,
I bought a car. Okay, you did a thing.
Yeah, no, yes.
And I'm adulting, with. The phrase adulting. Hashtag adulting, I did a thing. All right, we all do things.
I did a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you mowed the lawn.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I know what situations you're talking about. Okay.
We get it. You did a thing. Everybody's doing things. But some of these other ones... Gen Z says open-toed shoes aren't cool anymore.
Hey, nah. Well, I ain't got them dogs on anyway.
I
got them dogs on anyway.
I mean, I'll occasionally wear a flippy-floppy. Are those not cool? Flip-flops?
I love wearing my slides, man.
Yeah.
Although, I'm not a foot guy, and I'm aware, and I'm not looking at other dudes' feet, but sometimes you can't help it.
Dude feet?
And I am aware all dude feet, all. I don't care... You could take the best care of them that you want,
but they
whatever.
Don't.
Your dude feet are gross.
Dude feet are gross.
So I am very aware always when I'm in like public.
Yeah.
Like example, when I go to like a Tisco and all that stuff and like little like beaches and I know where I'm going to be getting wet. So I'm wearing my slides, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I always bring socks and these just in case.
In case your dogs are out.
I need to go into...
A store?
Like a restaurant,
yeah, gotcha.
Or if like
good.
A gas station, I'll wear them.
Sure.
But like if
sure.
I'm going into a place to get
sure
dinner,
I agree.
I'll throw those on because I don't want to stand in a like even in the little waiting area in with my toes out. I don't like it.
I don't like dude
I
feet.
I have and I will, but
I don't like dude feet. They're always, I'm not a fan of dude feet.
No.
It's usually 90% of the time the dudes who got their toes out shouldn't have their toes out because they got these gnarly talons on their toes.
Get, like the biggest nails you've ever seen.
And their feet look weird. Like
mine look exactly like Barney Rubble.
They do?
If you Google Barney Rubble feet and then you look at mine, my toes look like it. I got short little stumpy toes.
I'm the opposite of whatever. Like, for example... You watch any video of some woman riding a water slide.
Yeah.
And there's always like the dude in the comment, great toes.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite of whatever that guy is. I don't like feet. I don't like toes.
Women feet. That's fine.
I'm not into them.
I ain't no toe sucker.
I ain't into them. I'm into feet stuff.
But yeah, I get it. But yeah, women's feet at least are better. But yeah, no. I like bare feet myself.
Gen Z tells us skinny jeans are out. No.
I have seen that.
No, they're not out. Here's what's going on in the world. Every 10 years, we just redo our jeans. For example, we're going to go back to the 60s, tight jeans, bell bottoms.
Yep.
70s, baggier jeans. 80s, tight jeans. 90s, baggy jeans. 2000s, tight jeans. Right now, baggy jeans. Every 10 years,
you just
throughout the
it.
Cycle of humanity, we just redo the jeans.
And I think you're getting finally generations of guys that are like, what do you mean these jeans? I have to wear these. Where are we putting our genitals?
Yeah.
Because they're so tight. I even just have the straight leg ones or whatever it's called. Not the skinny, the what I don't know. But even that couple pair, I'm like, there's not
dude,
room.
You can
I'm
pull.
Not like,
dude,
my wiener's so big. No, there's just no room for our genitals.
You can pull my cargo shorts out of my cold, dead hands. I'm not getting rid of them. I don't care how stupid I look. I'm 45 years old. I need storage. These phones are huge.
Yeah.
Where am I going to put this stupid thing?
I need at least more form-fitting just because I got the shorter legs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most impossible thing to find jeans. So I'm always buying jeans for taller people.
Yeah.
And so it seems like the ones that I can get are the little more form-fitting, which are fine. I like those a little better anyway.
The worst part about the Yankees game on Saturday, and there was no worse parts, but the worst part is that I wore regular shorts instead of cargo shorts, and I had nowhere to put my phone and my keys, and they were just in my pockets the whole time, and I hated it.
No, that the phone part, because it's so bulky, that's my least favorite thing. I hate that everywhere I am. It's an issue everywhere.
Somebody won't let me use a belt clip.
I would not. It might not even be me you're talking about. It might be your kids.
It is you, and it's my kids, and it's my wife, and nobody in my life will let me use that belt clip.
Nope. I would have stopped you at the car. What's that, bud?
It would have come in so clutch on Saturday.
It's a clip from my phone. Why?
It would have come in so clutch.
Why?
Keep it out of my pockets, but at the ready.
It's always at the ready. I don't think you had any issues. I never heard you once be like, oh, I can't get my goddamn phone out of my pocket.
JoJo says she broke her husband Rob of that damn IT belt clip.
Yeah, well, I bet he had one.
I would love it. It's sitting on my desk, and I could put it. I could put that. I could activate that any day, bud.
No, you because
any
I,
day I could.
No, you got me on your side, and I would have let you do it there. Fanny pack, fine.
Yeah, why didn't I fanny pack it?
I would have let you fanny pack it. You can fanny pack it.
Oh, I love a belt clip. I get it. That's a boomer thing. I get.
No, yeah, that's one where I'm stopping you right there. Or if I wouldn't, I would have been nudging your
kid to pick on me.
Yep,
yeah.
And his friend be like, hey.
Tell him to take off the stupid.
You're going to let him walk in there with that? Or?
Yeah, text line is exactly right. Us CNY elder emos are never giving up our camo cargo shorts. I'm not.
No,
I'm not doing it. I don't care how stupid I look.
No, you don't. It's not. I don't think you look stupid. It's just. It's not. Well, for me anyway, it's just not for me anymore. I like less options. That way I have to put less things in my pockets.
Yeah, I get it. It looks cleaner. But bro, my whole look on vacation 2 weeks ago. Hoka sneakers. No. Yeah, my Hoka sneakers.
Mm.
Cargo shorts. T-shirt. Big bucket hat.
You were,
I
your
was dead to the
bucket or your.
It's my Eddie Bauer fishing hat.
Yes.
But it covers.
Your adventurer hat.
My venturing hat.
Yeah.
Covers my neck, my bald head, all my ears. Oh, yeah. I'm embarrassing.
Hello. No, that thing's awesome.
I like how I look, guys.
The hat I'm in, I'm down with the hat.
So much room for activities.
Just once you go for the clip, then we all got to stop you. Everything else, you're fine. We can let.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even go on vacation with you, but I think your family and I are all in agreement. We'll let you go 80 to 85% dad.
I wanted to dabble in one of those crossbody bags when that was a look.
Those are okay.
Old for those.
Nah, we can still wear those because we carry things, and you're okay because you've got people's things that you might need to carry.
That bag CM Punk always has on.
Yeah. No, like those I like.
One sling.
Little bags.
Bag.
Because I could downgrade.
A purse. I'll have a purse.
I could downgrade from new, by the way. My new school backpack. My mommy bought it for me from Kohl's. Just saying.
Oh, Cody got a new backpack, guys.
My other one, Ripid.
Oh, so now you got a new back to school backpack. Wow, bud.
Huh?
Wow. Huh? You're not watching in Twitch or YouTube. Huh? How dare you? Cody's modeling his brand new backpack. His mom got him for the new school year.
I need a new one, and it was just happened to coincide with back to school, so I lucked out. There was a whole bunch of options. Oh, man, I didn't realize how many options you guys had out there for backpacks.
It's crazy. My youngest went to go pick out a new backpack last week. Couldn't do it. Too many options.
That was a lot. I was originally just going to get, they had a $5 one that's cheaper and not goodly made? Not a word.
Uh-huh.
A little poorly made than this one at like the dollar store, but this one popped up.
No,
she had them Kohl's bucks that moms always have.
Fuzz is right in chat. Do not get it dirty before school starts.
I know.
Don't take your backpack outside before school starts.
No, I got to be careful when I use
indoors only for right now.
I'm taking it everywhere with me.
Look at you,
so
bud.
So much room.
So much room. Back to school. Back to school. The newest trend in naming children, by the way, is weapons. Some of the hottest names in men's boys' names right now. Gunner. Wesson.
Oh.
Shooter. Trigger. Blade.
Jeez.
And Remington.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad that you love your guns. We love guns, too. I don't know if a child named Gunner is going to have the best, maybe.
That was the only
shooter.
One. Yeah, Gunner's the only one that I've heard of, I feel like. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody named any of those other ones.
Weapon names? Ruger?
No.
Colt.
Remington,
Colt's an all right name. I'll give you Colt.
Colt's all right.
Winchester? Come on.
No, come on.
Beretta. All right.
You try to take my kids' names from me. Try to take them from me.
The sad thing is not all parents are smart. There's a lot of dumb parents.
Because you're a lib.
Just try to think about the person you're bringing into this world has to live, hopefully, a very full life. So while you might love a little baby named Gunner, or a little baby named Blade,
that kid grows up.
You're going to die, parents. Hate to break it to you. You're going to die someday, and this kid's got to go through life as...
Trigger.
As Winchester.
Trigger.
Dagger.
Michaels.
Now, that being said, not a bad middle name, if you want to have like a dagger for a middle name.
Could be like a nickname, but you know what? Names, there's so many rando names and old names and people that already got names. Mm-hmm. You got a name. I got a name. Mm-hmm. That's both of us
there. Two of us.
But I don't know what, I mean.
I initially asked if we could name my oldest sawed-off shotgun hand on the pump. Nah, we didn't go with that.
So that's his nickname?
Mm-hmm.
Sawed-off shotgun hand on the pump?
Dad, what is it?
Hey, sawed-off shotgun hand on the pump?
Sorry, I was just reading an internet article. I wasn't calling your name.
That would be just my luck. That song's called Demonic Depression. I wouldn't have a demon that is possessed. I'd have a depressed demon.
Just sad all the time.
I don't know. What are we even doing here?
Not really looking to torment any soul.
I don't know. I'll send you right to hell, I guess, if you want. I don't know.
Well, that right there looks like a piece of heaven.
Is that your girlfriend?
No, I don't know.
That was a different one.
Yeah. We've seen that one once or twice. That one there been there a couple of times.
I don't even want to be a demon anymore.
You don't even want to be a demon anymore?
I don't want to be around anymore. Oh, demon.
Is it what you got
on? Come on, demon.
Yeah. My horns are real heavy today.
All right, let's play some golf, Coco. Jump into Twitch and YouTube. Play a little gaming stream. Driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Buying from Ryan.
Oh, I thought that. Never mind.
And then, of course,
sup?
Radio side, you get the 90s at 9.
Oh.
Kicking.
Just exercise me already. What's the point of any of this? Who cares? I'm just going to go ahead and kill myself, but I end up right back here.
Sorry, bud. You can't be killed. You're immortal.
Yep.
Damn it.
Radio side, you get the 90s at 9. Kicking off with some Blessed Union of Souls. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock.
She don't care about my car. And she don't care about my money. And that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me.